Stayuk, Yakov. Yakov Stayuk was a Ukrainian Jew interned in the Siretsky camp, 5 kilometers from Kiev. On the 18th of August 1943, he was taken from there to Bobi Yar, a place where tens of thousands of Jews are said to have been shot and buried by the Germans in mass graves in late September 1941, see the entry on Bobi Yar. He was interrogated by the NKGB on the 12th and the 15th of November 1943, about his alleged experiences at Bobi Yar. Among other things, Stayuk stated that he and 100 other slave labor inmates were put in chains, had to exhume mass graves, and burn the extracted bodies on pyres. He claimed that the pyres they built consisted of several layers of wood and bodies, reaching the height of 4 meters, and containing about 5,000 corpses each. Later he specified that a pyre had about 20 layers of alternating wood and bodies. Let's assume that a running meter of a pyre 2 meters wide can accommodate 4 corpses. Each corpse requires 250 kilograms of freshly cut wood, see open-air incinerations. The density of green wood is roughly 0.9 tons per cubic meter, and its stacking density on a pyre is 1.4, 40% for air and flames to go through. This means that the wood required to burn just one layer of corpses stacks up to a height of some 0.75 meters. Adding the body layer gets us to roughly a meter. 20 such layers result in a pyre 20 meters high. It would have been impossible to build such a pyre, and also impossible to burn it down, without it collapsing and spilling burning wooden corpses all over the place. Stayuk asserted that at least 10 such pyres were burned, hence a total of some 50,000 bodies. In the second interview, Stayuk first said he doesn't know how many bodies there were exhumed and burned in total, but when pressed for a number, he stated that there had been some 45,000 bodies. When interrogated again in 1980 by the KGB, he now quote-unquote remembered that each pyre contained 2,000 bodies and was only 3 meters high, that there were up to 60 of them, that the slave labor workforce was increased to 325, that the total death toll amounted to 100,000 victims, that the evil SS officer running the show was called Topaid, and that the Germans also used gas vans to kill people. This late enrichment of his quote-unquote memory, bringing it in line with other similarly groomed testimonies, evidently resulted from coaching sessions he had with Soviet authorities, whose investigative commission had invented the SS man Topaid and the use of gas vans in their 1944 expert report on Bobi Yar. With 250 kilograms of freshly cut wood needed to cremate one body on a pyre, cremating 50,000 or 100,000 bodies would have required some 12,500 to 25,000 metric tons of wood. An average prisoner is rated at being able to cut some 0.63 metric tons of fresh wood per workday. To cut this amount of wood within 5 weeks, 35 days, that this operation supposedly lasted, would have required a workforce of some 567 to 1,134 dedicated lumberjacks, just to cut the wood. Stayuk claimed initially that his unit consisted only of 100 inmates, all busy digging out mass graves, extracting bodies, building pyres, and, as other witnesses claimed, moreover sifting through ashes, scattering the ashes, and refilling the graves with soil. Stayuk says nothing about where the firewood came from. For more details, see the entry on Bobi Yar, as well as Matonio 2022c, pages 531-533, and 550-563.